Now begin with U.S.-led coalition having attacked positions of the Syrian army in east of the country. A warplane targeted a government forces position near the city of Bukama in Deir Ezzor province. Two airstrikes left two soldiers injured and destroyed the army's artillery. U.S.-led coalition has been carrying out air raids in Syria since 2014 under the pretext of fighting Daesh. However, civilians mostly fall victim to such attacks. Syrian government has condemned the unauthorized bombings as a violation of its sovereignty. And joining us now out of Damascus is our own Press TV's Muhammad Ali. Hello, Muhammad. What do we know about these U.S.-led coalition airstrikes?
Yes, according to an official Syrian military source, the U.S.-led coalition carried out an airstrike against a Syrian army artillery position in an area called Al-Sikariyeh, west of Al-Bukamal, which is, of course, an area southeast of Deir Ezzor on the borderline with Iraq. The area there, the Syrian army position, is a position that which is on the front line between, of course, the Syrian army and also Daesh terrorists. The army uses that position to fight Daesh around Al-Bukamal. The airstrike, according to the Syrian military source, destroyed a cannon, which the army uses for fighting Daesh, and injured two soldiers over there. And at the same time, just after the strike, the U.S.-led coalition strike, terrorists of Daesh tried to attack the same area coming from Al-Baghouz, which they control. Of course, the Syrian army is fighting the remaining terrorists of Daesh in the southeastern countryside of Deir Ezzor. But this is not the first time that the U.S.-led coalition attacks the Syrian army, particularly in that area. In September 2016, the U.S.-led coalition attacked the Syrian army positions in Al-Tarde mountain in Deir Ezzor countryside, killing at least 60 Syrian army soldiers at that time, and allowing Daesh terrorists to, just 1 hour after that, to attack and control that mountain thanks to that U.S.-led coalition airstrike. So this is not the first time that the U.S.-led coalition attacks the Syrian army. In the past couple of weeks, there were a lot of airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition in that same region in eastern Syria, which is leaving tens of civilians killed. And also, we have to remember what the Syria's foreign minister, Walid al-Mu'allim, said in the last press conference he held last year, which is that the U.S.-led coalition is attacking everything in Syria except for Daesh itself, the civilians, the Syrian army, and the infrastructure.
I do remember that. Thanks for joining us out of Damascus. And our Press TV's Muhammad Ali joining us. Thank you, Muhammad.